Let's head to the Middle East now, as there are reports of an attack on Iran. Washington officials have told US media Israel launched the attack in the last few hours. Iranian state media say the country's air defences shot down three drones over the city of Isfahan, and residents have sent footage of the explosions to the BBC. The Israeli military is yet to comment on the reports. Our Middle East correspondent Jacob Brown joins us now from Doha. Kia ora, Jacob. What can you tell us?
Kia ora, Lisa. Yeah, this first started unfolding just after 12:30 a.m. GMT, so that is about 4.5 hours ago. First reports that came out about this was people living in the city of Isfahan. It is in central Iran, and they reported hearing a number of explosions. What it appears from the early reports that we're getting at the moment was this was Iran's air defences in action after spotting a small number of drones in the skies above Isfahan, and the explosions, from what we understand at this early stage, was those drones being shot down. So the reason why Isfahan is important, if this is an Israeli attack, is because the city houses an Iranian airbase. It is home to a fleet of American-made F-14 Tomcats. They were actually purchased way back before the 1979 Islamic resolution. It is also revolution. It is also close to the Natanz nuclear site, which houses an underground enrichment facility. And this particular site has come under repeated attacks, suspected to have been carried out by Israel in the past, sabotage attacks at this Natanz nuclear facility. So that's what we understand at the moment. As you said in your introduction, no comment yet from Israel's military, but you can imagine that Iran has been on high alert about a potential response from Israel, given its unprecedented attack on Israel over the weekend when it fired 300 drones and missiles at Israel. But at the moment, what we're hearing is that there is no damage, and Iranian officials are currently trying to figure out where these drones may have come from. As you also said, the US was given advance warning of an attack by Israel on Iran, but right now, no official word from Israel about whether it was behind what we've seen in the last few hours.
Thank you for the update, Jacob. That is Jacob Brown, live from Doha there.